Woke up this morning with light in my eyes, and then realized it was still dark outside. It was a light coming down from the sky. I don't know who or why. Must be those strangers that come every night. Those saucer-shaped lights put people uptight. Leave blue-green footprints that glow in the dark. I hope they get home all right. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Woke up this morning, I was feeling quite weird. Had flies in my beard, my toothpaste was smeared. Over my window, they'd written my name. Said, so long, we'll see you again. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride?
Hey guys, welcome to the 10th show of It's Written Here.
Today, Kirsty will read a review of Emma Love LA.
We will be asking our friends and teachers who their favourite author is.
And Maddie from 56W will read a recount of a weekend.
Okay, let's get started.
So, Kirsty, what's this book you've got in today?
Well, it's called Emma Love LA.
That sounds interesting. Can you read me the first page?
Sure. Most girls of your age would jump at the chance to move to California, my mom says. She has been standing in front of the fireplace to make the big announcement, but thanks to my reaction to it, she's now sitting on the sagging sofa next to me. I stare at her. You're joking, right? No, I'm not joking, she says. I'm sorry, Emma, but this is a great opportunity for me, and it's a great opportunity for us as a family. I glance at my sister, who's sunk deep in a beanbag in the corner of the room. She's fiddling with her phone, a half smile on her face.
That sounds like a really good book.
It's a great book. I've only just started reading it, and I'm loving it already.
I'm definitely going to have to read that one.
You should. Hey, Jazz.
Yeah?
Guess what it's time for?
I know. It's time to hear what our teachers and friends' favourite authors are.
It sure is.
So, Gemma, who's your favourite author?
My favourite author is J.K. Rowling.
And Kira?
Paul Jennings.
So, Maddie, who's your favourite author?
Alyson Knoll.
Thank you.
So, Jasmine, who's your favourite author?
My favourite author is Christopher Pike.
So, who's your favourite author, Mr. Watley?
My favourite author is Dan Brown.
Why is he your favourite author?
He's my favourite author because he writes fiction with a little bit of fact in there as well.
Yep, thank you.
So, Linda, who's your favourite author?
Roald Dahl.
And why is he your favourite author?
Because I like the rhymes in his book.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, Kirsty, who's your favourite author?
My favourite author would have to be Alyssa Brugman.
And what book did she write?
Well, she writes a whole series, but the first book is For Sale or Swap.
Yep, and what's it about?
Well, it's about this girl called Shelby and her horse called Blue.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Mulcahy, who's your favourite author?
My favourite author, this may surprise you, it's not something I've actually read when I've been older, but I'd say when I was a kid. When I was a kid, I really loved Enid Blyton's books. My favourites as a young boy were reading The Secret Seven, and then I moved on to Famous Five. So Enid Blyton was just created so many imagination opportunities for me, and I just loved exploring that with all my friends, because I sort of created a real-life Secret Seven, a real-life Famous Five. But when I got older and I became a teacher, I discovered Andy Griffiths' books. His books are just unbelievably amazing. The language there, just, they're so, I don't know, I just find myself laughing. I remember reading the stories to my daughter, and I would read them to her, and I'd find myself laughing as I'm reading to her, and she'd say, "Dad, just stop laughing. Tell me the story." She was so funny with his writing, and just a great way of expressing himself. So Enid Blyton, Andy Griffiths are my favourites.
Thank you.
Some of those authors sound really good.
I'm going to have to read some of their books.
Yeah, me too. So, Jez, can we get Maddie in to read her story?
Sure. Take it away, Maddie.
The delicious smell of charcoal chicken chips filled to the air as Paris, Linda, Chelsea and I walked into Charcoal Chicken. As we waited for our chips, Paris and I went to the movies shop from Paris and Lex. We borrowed the hall. Once we got back to Paris's house, we had our dinner and then we watched the hall. Paris and I got so scared that we needed Chelsea to come out and watch it with us. It turned out not so bad. Paris and I decided to sleep in Chelsea's room. It was past 12 and Paris and I were still on our iPod and Chelsea was asleep. We thought she was dying by the sound of her snoring. It was 3 in the morning, so Chelsea, Paris and I told stuff about ourselves till around 5 o'clock. Then we crashed all over. It was the best sleepover.
That sounds like a good weekend.
Yeah, it sure does. I would have loved to stay up that late.
I'm afraid to say this, but we're going to have to come to the end of our 10th show.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook or follow Radio Carrum on Twitter.
And check out the other shows that Radio Carrum has for you.
Bye!
Woke up this morning with light in my eyes and then realised it was still dark outside. It was a light coming down from the sky. I don't know who or why. Must be those strangers that come every night. Those saucer-shaped lights put people uptight. Leave blue-green footprints that glow in the dark. I hope they get home all right. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Woke up this morning, I was feeling quite weird. Had flies in my beard, my toothpaste was smeared. Over my window, they'd written my name. Said, "So long, we'll see you again." Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride?